Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu meinem Podcast Mein Uganda. Mein ganz persönlicher Podcast zum Leben in Uganda, meiner Kinderhilfsorganisation und wie sich Auswandern anfühlen kann. Right now I'm sitting here with Macho, and Macho wants to tell us something about her career right now. She's finished with school, and I want to know how it came that she wants to go for a course in pharmacy. Hello Macho, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. As I was young, like, I always felt like being a doctor is the best, but I didn't know what it means or carries to be a doctor. So I always just sang, what do you want to become? A doctor, a doctor. Then I continued with my studying, having that interest. I also made sure those sciences, I made them so perfect than the arts subjects. So it was always flowing me, but just didn't know how to maybe make it up. But then when I reached in senior four, finished my second level of school, so then I had to go for the third one. At the same time, had that idea of the nursing, but then I also wanted to join. So I joined A level and went. I wanted to do arts, but it was also not in my dream because I always sang being a doctor. So then after this corona thing came, we all came back home, sat for a full year. So they were like, we have to go back, make our like 2 year studies in 1 year. So that sounded so hard for me. And the things I was doing, they were not the best for me. Like, I didn't see a way through them because I had never dreamt of them, like maybe being a lawyer, no. And they are the subjects I was doing. So I had to go back to my childhood dream and see how I can pursue it. So I talked to Katya and she was like, if that's what you want, then go for it, go try it. So I'm just from there trying out the stuff there. I'm doing pharmacy. It's so much about medicine, making special herbs. And yeah, it's so good putting on that lab coat. Though they are, I'm now handling these big, big medical words. But I'll just get used with them. So yeah. I like the profession. I like the course. And just wish the best out of it.
Yeah. And I think that the course was then pharmacy was also because someone from that school or from that institution was advising you to do so because your grades were good and not that many do it, that course, and also that it's like a higher level than NAS.
Yeah.
And then you can even be self-employed later. Mm-hmm. So you could have your own small clinic or pharmacy. And for, I think for Uganda it's really helpful because you know how it is to get jobs here. Yeah, so it is interesting for you and hard, of course, with the vocabulary maybe, what I guess. And yeah, you never know, maybe one time you will be even a doctor when you study more.
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing. You can go and like upgrade. So it's just so perfect. You can even upgrade to a doctor. So with meanwhile, my younghood dream will be pursued.
That's really nice. And when you were young and thinking about being a doctor, was there something this urge like, I want to heal some people? Or were there, did you see so many sick people? Or do you remember why it came in your head? Or
like, okay, when I was so young, the thing of being a doctor, I even got it, like, I had a wound when I was young, then I was taken in a small clinic. She was really a good lady. She gave me the treatment and put some bandage on me. She was like, yeah, So I give you a watch now, you can go and learn how to make a watch. And I saw that attention was so good and I was like, oh, I think I should. This is so good. So it gave me more wanting. Yeah.
Okay, so the art of treating and helping people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Machu, and I really believe in you.
Welcome. Thank you too.
Have a nice day. So, das war's von uns für heute. Und wenn du mit uns Kontakt aufnehmen möchtest, dann schreib uns doch gern an info@kinder-raising-voices.de oder schau mal auf unserer Webseite vorbei, www.kinder-raising-voices.de. Dort ist auch ein kleiner Online-Shop verlinkt. Vielleicht gefällt er dir ja. Und dann bis zum nächsten Mal, wenn ich dir wieder etwas von Uganda erzähle. Bis dann, Katja von Mein Uganda. Today I'm sitting here with Regan. Regan finished school, I think it was in 2019, and then he started learning German in another school in Kampala. And now he's already learning German for more than 1 year. I think it's like 1.5 years now. And I want to ask Regan what his plans are. Hello, Regan. How are you doing?
Hello, Katya. I'm doing well.
Let me ask you a question. So it's about your way and your future and your plans. What are your wishes? And right now it's about you are learning German. And some people could ask you why, because you're in Uganda. I know that you want to do a social year in Germany. And maybe for the beginning I could ask you, How did it come that your wish was to go to Germany?
First of all, when I was not that young, but then I could understand because I was like in senior one.
Let me tell you, I think it was in 2014.
Yeah, 2014, yeah. Then we went to Germany for a small holiday. Then when I went to Germany, of course, as a family. When we went to Germany, then everything was new compared to what we have here in Uganda. Let me say like 70% or 80% of the things in Germany were just new compared to the things we know here in Uganda. Mm. And people in Germany, they do their things differently, not like here. So when I went to Germany, there were a lot of things inspiring, like inspirational things, the people, the culture, and the way of behaviors. They are friendly, welcoming, and then just know it was just amazing. And then that inspired me so much because, let me just talk about what inspired me also, like to learn German, because like that wasn't in my dreams when I was, even before traveling to Germany. Mm-hmm. But then when I was there, I saw a lot of people. They want to associate with some new people whom they see, but then they speak German. And you know, like sometimes when you speak different languages, so there's a bit of confusion. But then I said, okay, since I was inspired by this country, then my key of coming back here so that I can speak well with these people, I have to go back. I focus on studying German. So I'm putting a lot of effort to, at least when I go back, I can speak German. I can do a lot of things from there. So that's one of my plan, and that was one of the points which inspired me to learn German. And right now, the language I love it so much because, like, I don't know how it feels like when you know at least three languages, and then German is international. Let me say, like, when you are in Uganda here, it's international language, so a lot of people speak it, outside.
Okay. English is more important to speak, but nice to know languages, definitely. Last time in 2014, it was some time back. How long have you been in Germany? I don't remember. Was it 2 weeks, 4 weeks?
It was 4 weeks. I remember. It was 4 weeks, and we did like almost, we tried to do, let me say, like from 100%, at least we tried to make like 40% in that short time we had,
I remember that we were really traveling a lot. We went to Berlin, but we did a lot of tourist stuff. We were seeing a lot of things. And also, my uncle, I remember that you liked it when he was showing us something with woodwork. You like practical things, right?
Yeah, I like practical things. And then, before I went to Germany, we were doing some woodwork here, making pens, bowels. Then when I went there, Gugi, then he was showing us how to do things in wood, like differently, because he has some big warehouse where he's making a lot of things. So I learned a lot, making nice pens, bowels, whatever, like you can do whatever you want from the wood. So that's also inspired me. And I like a lot of handwork, like physical work, which I can just make with my hands, and I produce different designs. So
That's nice. And now what you want to do, or what you're planning to do, is it's kind of social work. So you would go to Germany, an organization for social work, and you would help out there. So it's a social year. Which connection do you have to social work?
Social work, you know, personally, me, I like helping a lot because, like, I grew in a family where we have helping people. So they help you here and you help them here where you can. So they are supportive, and I also, like, want to help some people, really. There are some people who need, like, more help than you think, So I like more helping people, and I love it, like, when I see people happy.
Someone sees me. So you have the heart of giving already,
I like giving out and helping a lot. Helping is part of my passion,
Which organization would you love to help? I remember that there are often retirement homes or people with disabilities. Which is your wish where you would work, or you would go anywhere where you can help?
Like, definitely, I would like to help these two groups of people, elderly people or disability people. I really love to see them also happy. And when you help them and then you create that relationship, so they also feel, wow. I like helping them so much. So I don't have any problem, like, where I can be put, but mostly the disability ones.
Because they need a hand, and you can help, and then both of you are happy.
We just make ourselves happy, and then I can help them where I can. So there is that bond you create between them, then they also feel like, wow, at least I have someone who I'm not left alone. So
nice. Okay. And I wish you that everything works out, maybe next year for you, and you get a lot of new experiences, and you come back with a lot of new ideas for your home country.
That's my dream, because, like, I want to learn a lot. I don't know, but then learning with doing things practically is... I don't know, but I feel it, like, it's too in me. So I love it so much, like, working it, doing something from there. Then I can come here, I also do it here. I can teach some other people how to do it. Then it's just perfect. I love it so much.
Great. Thank you, Regan.
You're welcome. And thank you a lot for inviting me here.
Let's have a nice day.
Thanks a lot.
So, and now I'm here with Andrew. He is 23 years old and he has finished school, I think it was in also 2019. And now he is also, as Regan, learning a lot of German in a school in Kampala. And let's see what he's going to tell us. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine.
I want to know what's your plan for the future, what are your wishes, and let's start with a question. Why are you learning German?
Because I was once there and I was inspired to learn it, to get new experience. Not that I have one language I know in my country, that it is very good to know other languages and they can even make you connect more to people and become friendly to them and get to know their characters. Yeah, and that is one of the important things why I'm learning German. And I know that it can help me in development of my future sometime. Yeah, and in my movements maybe somewhere, yeah.
Your plans are to go for a year to Germany, maybe starting next year if you're lucky. And it's a social year. So what's your connection to social work?
It came like with the people I stay with. They are the Germans and a lot of people used to come and visit us here in Uganda. So from there I got the connections, even Katia I live with. Who is Katia was interviewing me. He's here with us. I've been our good, like, mother. So that was all the connection. So I felt that in any way, German is the place I should at least go. Yeah, because when he's telling you about German, you feel like, yeah, it's good. And even when one time I went there, I feel like, wow, this is a nice country. So all those have been my inspiration.
And social work is maybe also kind of already in you because we are a social organization here, also like a family. You are helped and maybe you want to pass on this help and help others.
Yeah, this one is like a gift from God to me that I do like to associate with people. And normally I love kids so much. And when I sit with kids, they are really funny, I love them, and it is very easy to connect with them. Yeah, and I'm having a lot to associate with them, to learn from them, and I also teach them what I know. We show big love, because all life is about love. And if you love people, you become one. No one can fight each other. So that is the social life I'm hoping to live.
And do you have already ideas what you might experience there and what you would learn there in Germany when you're there for 1 year and what you can also put into practice in Uganda? Is there anything what you would maybe wish to learn and then you come back with some knowledge? Or is it like anything you can learn, you will learn?
Actually, I'm so excited that first of all, I'm going. And I know the whole country is full of learning new things. Learning can never end. Yeah, I know that. I'm hoping to learn new things, maybe the way people behave in German. I want to know how they behave. I learn them and how they work. All those sorts of things, how... I don't know, many things I'm hoping to see and I want to see how they move their life actually, how their life moves, how they associate all those, how maybe how they work, how they interact with others, maybe learning skills from them. That I can come here in Uganda and I start something that can help me in the future. So that, you know, that this life is, you know, even though you don't have much studies, but when you get skills from people, like listening to them, respecting them, and watching them what they are doing, mm-hmm. what they are doing, and you learn from them. You can really get a lot, mm-hmm. and so I'm so excited that when I get all that knowledge from there, that knowledge I'll get, mm-hmm. I'm so happy that I will use it here in Uganda to do something that mm-hmm. is going to lighten my future, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I become someone.
Mm-hmm. So already someone.
Yeah, and okay, it adds on my story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice. My story. And I also believe that learning from other countries and cultures, it's very fulfilling and like something we can always learn, because even me, when I came to Uganda, it was not that I felt like I know everything and I want to teach people here. It was more like I want to live maybe a little bit different and let me see how they are living here. Let me see what I can learn here, and we interact. Maybe I can teach something and maybe I can also get something. And maybe intercultural learning is something very important and nice to do. And I wish that you're getting a lot of nice experiences, mm-hmm. and that you're doing the best out of that year, yeah, which is so coming.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of adventure for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm already picturing out, uh-huh. putting that movie. Uh-huh. You know, movies all about thoughts. Uh-huh. And then you say, oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to learn a lot, and I know I'm going to find good people, mm. happy people, because even though you find any person who is having different characters,
yeah.
seeing you, he can learn for you something from yeah. you, from your characters,
yeah.
how humble you are, humble ground,
yeah.
talking with others.
Yeah.
So we all learn in life, mm. we are all to interact
yeah.
mm, with one another. Yeah. That's,
mm. Thank you.